Introduction. Understanding natural philosophy is of prime importance to understanding life. I will attempt to explain philosophy and economics. The two are interconnected. In fact, it's critical to understand philosophy before you understand economics. To be an economist, you must be a philosopher. Of course, with economics, you're dealing with limited resources. Whether it's goods or time, the resources are limited and must be utilized wisely. The sun is useful, but is not considered an economic good. It does not fall under our control. Air, under normal circumstances, is not an economic good. There is a superabundance. Air underwater, in high altitude or in space, is an economic good. This may be somewhat obvious, although the details may not be. Economics involves exchange and limited resources. You must understand property. Before there is a discussion of economics at all, one must understand how property comes into ownership. It is property titles being exchanged. To do this, it is necessary to begin the discussion at the very beginning, self-ownership. I understand we live in a complex economy. However, an understanding of natural law comes from the beginning. The best way to understand this is using thought experiments, since we cannot do laboratory experiments. I, like all good economists, use the thought experiments of a man isolated on an island and the evenly rotating economy. I then introduce another man, and people can be introduced until we are at our modern economy. Any change in the economy can be chaotic. For this, we must hold every factor equal, but change just one factor at a time. Then, we can envision what will happen. Mortal man must use logic to fully comprehend philosophy and economics. To accomplish this, we must use reason. To be clear, I am merely describing and making observations. I am not proposing any policy prescriptions. This does not imply the truth will be suppressed. The reader should not assume this is anything but a description. This writing is value-free. I do not claim one thing over another. This is an attempt to be wholly consistent through the use of deductive logic. I have come to absolute certainties, better yet, eternal truths. However, I may have come to certain conclusions, but there is absolutely no way I could have come to them without those who have come before me. Lastly, I do explain political philosophy using what I have described previously. Political philosophy is not politics. Philosophy and economics will allow the reader to describe and understand the consequences if they allow themselves to accept the truth. Then, I do end with aphorisms. This book does not explain philosophy and economics completely. I am aware there is much more to be discussed. I am also aware that not everyone wants to read every single book explaining these topics. I have synthesized the information while remaining clear and concise. The aphorisms add to what has been described. In doing so, the reader will be more informed. I do not expect the reader to swallow whole what they have read here. The truth is a tough pill to swallow. Philosophy and economics are nauseatingly misunderstood. Many people read or watch the news and think they're experts. This does not happen in any other field. That's like thinking you can design a vehicle because you've driven one. Few people can fix one, nevertheless design one. There is much more to philosophy and economics than a political shill discussing a topic. There is a list of recommended reading for anyone who desires to know more. Before you begin your journey, always keep in mind a quote by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. What is false is usually more comfortable for feeble people.